Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, March 27. In Squiz Kids today, school's out for Easter, the OJ price jump, Daniel Ricciardo goes low tech, and the baked potato song. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
After all the to-ing and fro-ing and will they or won't they, schools in all states and territories now have plans to close early as the nation gets ready to move to the next phase of the fight against the spread of the coronavirus. So, let's do a quick round the grounds so you and your parents and carers all know where you stand. Victorian schools are closed. New South Wales schools will remain open, but parents are urged to keep their kids at home if they can. The same goes for Western Australia. In South Australia, Tassie and Northern Territory, schools are open next week, but will be pupil-free after that, with a plan to move to online learning for term two. And in Queensland, schools will be student-free next week, but remain open for anyone who needs to send their kids. In the meantime, all states are reporting low attendance in the classroom. How's that homeschooling working out, eh? Yes, I thought so. Orange juice. How good is it? All orangey and juicy. A perfect little refresher when you need a healthy-ish pick-me-up. I might go pour myself a glass now. Oh, hang on. Maybe not, as orange juice prices have started to go up and up, as a perfect storm of supply and demand has taken hold because of that virus thing whose name I cannot bring myself to say one more time. Settle in for a quick economics lesson. More people are wanting to drink orange juice because they believe it's a good way to stay healthy. But there are fewer planes and trucks around to get it to the shops. And when something's harder to do, it becomes more expensive. And that means higher prices for you and me at the checkout. There you go. Consider that 30 seconds of today's homeschooling sorted. You're welcome.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Bournemouth, in England, where artificial intelligence devices like Google Home and Google Mini are part of an experiment in an aged care home to see if they can be used to fight loneliness. Ask many older people and they'll tell you one of the hardest parts of aging can be living alone and feeling lonely. Some scientists believe being lonely can be as bad for your health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Researchers at the aged care home in England found residents there felt less lonely when they had a machine to talk to. Well, it's better than talking to yourself. Of course, none of it is a substitute for interaction with a real-life human, especially during this time of social distancing. Which reminds me, if you haven't phoned or Skyped or FaceTimed your grandparents today, be sure to do it tonight. It takes 2 minutes for you and will make their day. Promise.
Sport time!
He's used to driving some of the fastest cars on the planet, but since the you-know-what shut down the Formula One racing competition, Aussie champ Daniel Ricciardo has been getting his driving practice on an altogether slower vehicle. The West Aussie-born Ricciardo has posted a video to Instagram of him driving a tractor on his family farm in WA. Not that Formula One fans are completely stuck for entertainment. The organisers of the wildly popular car racing format have banded together with esports providers to create a virtual Grand Prix, with the real-life racers going against one another on virtual racecourses in virtual cars. Almost as good as being there.
Pop Culture Corner.
Of all the memes to come out of the you-know-what crisis, the baked potato song might be the most naff, but it's also possibly the most catchy. It's the work of English comedian Matt Lucas, who posted his handiwork to Twitter, and it features one of those baby shark-type melodies that, once lodged in your head, are impossible to get out. Wash your hands and stay indoors. Only go to grocery stores, sings Lucas. Keep some distance, make some space. Remember not to touch your face. The Wiggles would be proud. There's a link to it in today's episode notes. But be warned, once you hear it, it can't be unheard.
What's up, Fox?
Every Friday, we check in with Squiz Kids Ambassador Flynn, known as the Fox to his friends, to see what he's been reading, watching, and listening to. And this week, he's had altogether more time to do all three of those activities than most other weeks. Days off school will do that. On his reading list this week, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. It's an oldie, but a goodie. And it even contains the meaning of life. On his high rotation listening is Khalid's Know Your Worth, which he says he likes because it's laid back, which he definitely has been all week, mostly on the couch in front of the telly, where he's been watching the Dude Perfect Quarantine Classic, which we mentioned earlier in the week. A bunch of madcap dudes doing silly dude stuff. It's not going to challenge your brain cells, but it's inoffensive and entertaining enough to pass muster. There are links to all these cool things in today's episode notes.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. The prices of what sort of juice are being pushed up by the you-know-what? That's right, it's orange juice. Question number two. Name the Aussie Formula One champ who's taken to driving tractors. Yeah, it's Daniel Ricciardo. Question number three. Is it A, a baked potato, B, a baked cake, or C, a baked turnip that's become an unlikely meme on the internet? You got it, it's a baked potato. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Slight change in programming for shoutouts, which I think might become permanent. You know how yesterday I almost passed out from the number of birthday shoutouts I had to do? Well, there's twice as many today. So, from today onwards, birthday shoutouts will be made at the very end of the podcast. So, keep listening if you have a birthday today or over the weekend. Or if you just like listening to me read out a long list of names. Different strokes for different folks. And don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again on Monday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Isabella from Ipswich, Ryan from Tumut, Ella and Charlotte from Hawthorne, Jethro from Warunga, Mitchell from Woodhill, Amay from Hampton East, Tom and Rupika from Sydney, William from Rapid Creek, Laura from Newcastle, Minnie from Fitzroy, Alana from Lane Cove, Luke and Ella from Inverell, Kaylin from Orange, Kiki from Scone, Harriet from Clapham, Mitchell from Brisbane, Hugh from Glenbrook, Cara from St Ives, and Isla all the way over there in Hong Kong. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Meadow from Geelong, Robert from Sydney, Leave from Yarramalong, Isla from Sampson, and Gemma from Preston. There's a bunch of you celebrating birthdays over the weekend too. Happy birthday to Cameron from Canongering, Sophie from Double Bay, Macy from Sydney, Joy from Wilston, Estelle from Kew East, Luca from Benora Point, Bodie from Coffs Harbour, Poppy from Mermaid Beach, Sam from Coburg in Melbourne, Max from Canberra, Hugo from Adelaide, Zara from Sprayton, Lola from Abbotsford, Willow from Belconnen, and Aya, my beautiful niece, from Wishart in Brisbane. Happy birthday to you all. Well, that's it from me. Have a great weekend, y'all. Over and out.